The call to prayer in Jerusalem, in the heart of the holy city. In a rare opportunity, we're witnessing the Muezzin at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is the Grand Mufti who's opening the doors of this exceptional site in Jerusalem, or as it's known in Arabic, Al-Quds.
This is the city from which Muhammad ascended to heaven. Here you'll find the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It was the first direction for the Muslim prayer.
Everything is centered around the Dome of the Rock, the oldest Islamic monument in the world, built in the late 7th century AD.
This rock is 144 meters high, and the summit starts from here.
Tradition says this place is where Abraham was to sacrifice his son Isaac, and from where also the Prophet Muhammad rose to heaven, a sacred place that Najir Bekarat has studied closely for some 33 years.
My story with Al-Aqsa is a long story. To make it short, Al-Aqsa for me is like water for a fish. If I get out, I will die.
The Temple Mount, or Haram al-Sharif, is Islam's third holiest site. Many families come here during Ramadan, but for Palestinians, getting here is not always easy.
Okay, it's Ramadan, but there are checkpoints, and the Israelis make problems for us. First, we need a permit, but after that, the problems begin. We face all kinds of obstacles, and we have this permit once a year, just once.
All this effort just to come and pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is also a powerful Palestinian symbol and the location of several clashes with Israeli forces. Yasser Abu Azaleh shows us artifacts from the last two intifadas.
Here you see all sorts of tear gas grenades, munitions, or bullets used by the army or by the Israeli police inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
This Islamic site has become a flashpoint at times where politics converge with religion. It can be an explosive mix, but it doesn't prevent a mood of serenity at times.
Ramadan is best at Al-Aqsa. Al-Aqsa is the gate to paradise. Paradise and hell begin here.
Hell and paradise, where on Fridays during Ramadan, close to 200,000 faithful gather here to pray.